sisters. You can go in the room with her brother. They're now brothers and sisters. But it has to be five. And it used to be 10, but it was abrogated. And now it's 5. Is it haram for a virgin sister to marry a man who is not a virgin but is Muslim? Absolutely not. What is my proof? The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married Aisha. She was a virgin. He was married. That's a proof. Can you please elaborate on the wrongness of telling our children to marry after they complete their college education? I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying that you fulfill your needs. Why are you going to prevent them from fulfilling theirs? Why is it all of a sudden you want them to go to college, which is good to do, but marriage is half the deen? What is it that you have in your mind? Is it because you didn't complete and you want to fulfill your aspirations through them? Is that what it really is? Is that your niyyah? Or do you want her to become a great doctor, which won't help her in the akhirah? Or do you want her to be a good Muslim woman and wife, which will help her get to the akhirah? Because for surely, if a man dies being pleased with his wife, she will go to paradise. If he dies being pleased with her, I know all the time when I get angry with my wife and I'm going out the door or something, she comes to her senses and runs to the door and stops me. Wait a minute. I don't want you to get hit by a car and die, like, because you know, if you die and you're displeased with her, she's going to hell. But, I mean, good valid reasons. This authentic hadith. One of your tickets to Jannah is through your husband. So why are you going to prevent your teenage daughter from getting married and send her off to college where she may commit a haram? Who knows this? I mean, she can commit a haram right here in the high school. But you are sending her to a situation where she is going to see things that she's probably never seen before. She's going to see men, young men, good-looking young men, fast-talking, slick-talking, glow-in-the-dark guys, who's going to be rapping to her and saying things that's going to make her head spin, and you're going to wonder why she came back pregnant or got rid of it and you didn't even know it. May Allah forgive us of our sins, and please, sisters and brothers and sisters, please, protect these teenagers. They're our future. They are our future. And I can't emphasize enough how important the teenagers are in Islam. Very serious age. Very serious age. Take more time with them. Talk to them. Don't talk at them and down at them. Talk to them. Hang out with your young son, brothers. Hang out with them. Okay. We have three more questions that we're going to hold until after the salah, inshallah. I pray Allah that He guides all of us and that we pray our prayer, Salatul Maghrib, as though it is our last. Subhanaka wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wahdaka la sharika lak, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.